Okay, that last boo was just quite funny and tongue in cheek, really. I was so surprised to go to the cinema to find the AD showing, by pure chance, also was in 3D, and they wanted to charge me an extra £2.50 to see it. And I was with my daughter as well, and obviously they would have to charge her as well. She wasn't bothered about seeing it in 3D, but we just chose to go and see the next showing, which fortunately was also AD, but without the 3D surcharge. So we just thought, okay, we'll just go and have a drink for 45 minutes. So we go off, came back, picked up the headphones, and went in, sat there. And now I must say, previously, over the last 3 years, maybe I've been to the cinema 11 times, 10 times, lost track. But over half of the times we've been, we have had all sorts of problems. And every time, they just give me refund. Have some have your money back. One time they said come back next time and you can have free drinks on us and snacks. So we had free hot dogs and popcorn and things on the way in. So but that's all very nice, but it's the whole evening is ruined, you know. So you know, when I've with two buses to get there, so I remember one occasion taking both the kids, two buses, whole evening planned and arranged. And you know, 10 minutes in, the kids are saying, "Is it working, Dad? Is it working?" And it wasn't working. Well, anyway, sure enough, tonight, even though I had this 3D thing to begin with, asking about why they charged the £2.50 for 3D, and then I went on to quiz them and to ask, "So, okay, when there's an AD showing, audio description, why the sighted people don't get charged an extra charge for the AD facility," which was the justification for the 3D, because, oh, it costs more to make it, more equipment. It's exactly the same for AD, but all tongue in cheek, obviously. And I know the AD kit is probably a lot cheaper, but it is professionally produced. The dialogue for the AD channel is fantastic, and it really enhances a blind person's experience of the movie. So, you know, if it was always working, I would absolutely promote it and really encourage blind people to go to the cinema more, because it's better quality than you could ever get in your home room with a surround sound system. And convenient, because you can have the headphones with the audio description and all the rest of the family can watch it without. Where if in the home, everybody gets the audio description, so you know, it might be good for the blind person family, but not good for everyone else. But anyway, so we sat there in the cinema, started watching Gravity, the new Sandra Bullock film, which is all action, not a tremendous amount of dialogue. And I thought, absolutely, we'll rely on the wonderful audio description facility. Well, sure enough, it wasn't working. Four sets of headphones down, in and out of the cinema, trying to quietly not disturb all the other people in the theatre. It wasn't working. Went to see the manager. She just could apologise. Obviously, it wasn't working at that theatre, possibly has never worked since the film came out, and they don't have any process to check it. She was checking all the headphones there and then, so nobody had checked that theatre. And anyway, I'm just so pulling my hair out with Cineworld. This is a second theatre. It's not always the same theatre. It's a different one. I've tried Stockport Parswood, Stockport Grand Central. And the audio description problems I have had, I've had every permutation of problem. So I'm waiting to hear from what they say next week anyway. But tonight, you know, we actually tired after a day's Christmas shopping, and we thought, well, it's a free night, daughter and just myself, just the two of us, a little father and daughter sort of quality night out at the cinema together. Thought it'd be a nice treat. Ended in disaster. Obviously, they refunded me, but that isn't the point. I really want to be able to go to the cinema and be certain of what I'm going to see is actually going to have audio description as advertised. And anyway, I sent a few tweets out tonight, and I'll wait to hear what they say. And I actually said to the manager, "Look, invite me to the regional meeting. I'm really happy to have a face-to-face to explain the blind people, who are the minority, want working, reliable audio description." Like all the Captain Phillips showings today were not on the website showing audio description, but in the theatre they said actually they all do have audio description. So the website data is wrong. I've had that sort of error where it's advertised to have it and you get there and it doesn't have it. Tonight it shows apparently on the other film it does actually have it, although it's not advertised to have it on the website. So there's all sorts of procedure problems with Cineworld in relation to the blind audio descriptive facilities. And anyway, I'm frustrated with it all, as you can probably tell with my tone.